Welcome to the English with Kirsty podcast from www.englishwithkirsty.com. Here I'll be sharing with you tips, information and other learning resources so that you can improve your business English. And welcome to episode 47 of the English with Kirsty podcast. So it's episode 47 and I thought for episode 50 we'd do something a bit different, and that's where I need your help. So I'd like to look at language learner success, because we hear a lot about the goals that we set for ourselves and our plans to get better and to improve in different areas of our language learning, which is great. I do it too, and I do that with my customers as well. But sometimes it's good to look back and see how far we've come and look at the things that made us feel really good about language learning, because really, if you want to get the most out of it and you want to enjoy it, there should be some fun in learning languages. So part of that fun is looking back at the things that have worked well and the things that made us feel really happy or proud or that we've achieved something. And so I'm collecting some stories about these kind of situations from language learners, and that's where it'd be really good if you could help. So on the show notes page, which is www.englishwithkirsty.com/podcast/episode47, there is a link to a form which is about language learner success. And if you've got something to tell us about, something that made you feel really good, maybe you did something that you didn't think you'd be able to do, maybe you had a conversation with somebody, a whole conversation in the language that you're trying to learn, or maybe you traveled abroad somewhere and managed to do something in the other language that made you feel really happy about it. I'd like to know about these stories. So if you've got something to share, then click through onto the show notes page and you'll find the link to the form there. So today's topic is also on this kind of subject, really. It's about motivation. Because some days you feel really good and really motivated and full of energy to learn languages, and other days you just think, oh, I need to tidy the house, I need to take the dog for a walk, I need to do all kinds of things that do not involve language learning, because some days you just haven't, you can't be bothered, really. And that's normal, you know. Some days you will feel really good and really positive, and some other days you just haven't got the energy. And if it continues to be like that, then maybe it's something that we need to look at a bit more closely, because maybe it's just that you don't feel very well. So of course you can't be bothered to do languages. You've got the flu, you're in bed, of course you don't have any energy for other things. Or it could be that, I don't know, that you have an exam coming up, or that you're really busy at work and you just haven't got the time or energy to work on something else at the moment. So that's like an external factor. It doesn't have anything to do with languages, it's just that you're really busy at the moment and that's why you can't feel enthusiastic about language learning. Or it could be something to do with the language learning itself, so things aren't working out for you. Maybe you need to try something a bit different in terms of how you're trying to learn a language. Maybe just the way that you're doing it isn't working for you. So if it's something to do with the languages itself, maybe you need to look at what you're doing and what you could do differently. Maybe you need to work with somebody or use a different book or just find something that excites you to get your motivation back. So today's episode is based on an article that was written by Lena, and if you speak German you can have a look at her article, because I will link it in the show notes. But she basically gives us some tips about what we can do when the motivation is not there, and things that you can try to spice up the language learning to make it a bit more interesting. So I've listed out the 7 tips on the show notes page, but if you want to read the full thing, then just click the link on there as well and you'll be taken to the German article. So the first thing, read a book. I often talk about reading, but if you enjoy reading, then find a book in your language that you want to learn it in English. It doesn't have to be a school book, it doesn't have to be a grammar book, it doesn't have to be a hard book. Ancient literature, it could just be, I don't know, a romance novel, a comedy, something light reading, but read a book in English and then you won't necessarily feel that you're learning English, you're just reading the book. And if you like the characters, want to find out what happens to them, then that will give you some variety. Number two, cook recipes from other countries. And I really enjoy doing this. We have a monthly subscription and we get sent food from around the world, so we get the spices and then we have to go and get the main ingredients. But it's really interesting to cook dishes that you haven't heard of before. And if you're learning English, then find an English cookery book and cook some dishes, some traditional English dishes, and see what you think of them. You might not like them, but give it a go, see what you like. Number three, listen to music in the language that you want to learn, because this can be a relaxing thing to do. Okay, you're listening to the music, so you're trying to learn or understand the lyrics to find out what the song's about, but it can also be quite relaxing to have it on in the background and listen to that music in English. Number four, find a tandem partner. This is something that I often talk about. It can really help with your motivation if you've got someone there along with you, encouraging you, and you can encourage them as well. But if you are accountable to a tandem partner because you said that you'd meet and Skype or that you'd go for a coffee together, then that can make you feel more motivated because you think, okay, it's not just about learning the language, I'm going to see my friend and do something interesting with them. So it can really help if you're not just struggling along on your own, if you've got other people around who can help you. Number five, set a goal. And yeah, this is really important because you can't see, you can feel that you're not making any progress, but you don't know that if you haven't got any way to measure it. So yes, set goals and work out how you're going to reach those goals as well. We're going to be talking about that a bit more next week, so I won't say too much now, but goals are important, as are ways to reach those goals. Number six, watch films and TV series in the language that you want to learn. So yeah, if you know TV series that you enjoy and they're available in English, or you know, find some more. If you have a favorite actor, see if you can find some films with him or favorite actress in English. But if you do that, do try not just to read the subtitles in your own language, because that isn't really listening and learning in English. And number seven, travel. If you can, then go to countries where the language that you're learning is spoken. If you can have a long weekend in England somewhere, or you know, go away for a break somewhere, then do that, because that's, if you make use of the language when you're traveling, that's a really good way to learn as well. So those are Lena's tips. If you want to have a look at them again, then you can go to the show notes page. And also, there's a chapter on motivation in my book, Feel Confident Using Your Business English. So if you want to find out more about that, I'll put the link to the book on the show notes page too. And don't forget that we've also got the form about your language learner successes, because that's also a way to get motivated again when you think, oh yeah, I couldn't do this time last year, but I can do it now. That's another way of seeing that you're reaching your goals and you are learning, you're making progress. So there's a few things on the show notes page today. If you're interested in any of them, go over to www.englishwithkirsty.com/podcast/episode47. And I'll see you again next week, when we'll be talking more about defining your goals, but also knowing how you're going to reach them and staying on track to reach them. Have a good week. I hope you enjoyed this episode of the English with Kirsty podcast. If you have any questions or comments, my email address is kirsty@englishwithkirsty.com, or you can go to www.englishwithkirsty.com/podcast, where you'll find information about the individual episodes.